Ave o Maria, piena di grazia, il Signore è con te. Tu sei benedetta.
A rosary being offered in St. Peter's Square for Pope John Paul II. I'm Michelle Norris, and this is All Things Considered from NPR News. There are tens of thousands of people gathered in Vatican City this evening, waiting for news about the Pope's condition. John Allen is on the line with us now from Rome. John, what is the latest on the Pope's condition?
Well, it hasn't changed materially since the last health bulletin put out by the Vatican roughly 6 hours ago or so, Rome time, in which it indicated that the Pope's condition is significantly deteriorated from earlier health bulletins, which had told us that he was already in very weak conditions. He has a whole constellation of health problems, chief among them the fact that his breathing has become very shallow, that he has a series of failures in several of his systems, that his what is called here his biological parameters, which essentially means his overall health, has been seriously compromised, and that there's essentially almost no hope of a recovery at this stage. And that's where we've been at for some time now.
John, the Pope declined to return to the hospital. Do we know who's with him now and how he spent the day?
Well, we know that as of this afternoon, the Pope was said to be in prayer, meditating upon the Stations of the Cross. That's a traditional Catholic devotion focused on the steps of Christ on his way to his own death on the cross, and having some passages of Scripture read to him by people in his household. These would be undoubtedly some of the Poles who have been his closest collaborators in the papal household. Later, of course, in the afternoon and into the evening, it became clear that the Pope entered a kind of twilight where it's not entirely clear that he has been, I think probably the best way to phrase it is he's been in and out of consciousness. And obviously he's also been attended during all of this time by his personal physician, Dr. Renato Buzzanetti, and a team of medical specialists who have been monitoring him very carefully.
Has the Pope given any directives for how he wants to be cared for at this stage?
To the best of our knowledge, no. Now, of course, it is entirely possible that he's written something and entrusted it only to his closest aide, for example, his personal secretary, Archbishop Stanislav Dziwisz, which would be made public only in the event that it would become necessary. But to the best that we're aware, and based on answers to that question we've received over the recent months from Vatican officials, we do not believe that such an instrument exists.
The Vatican has said that the end is near for the Pope. This evening it was said that either this evening or this night, Christ will open the doors to Pope John Paul II. When the Pope passes, how will we find that out?
Well, what will happen instantaneously is the Vatican Radio will discontinue its programming and move immediately into funeral music. And in relatively short order, of course, the world's media will pick this up. There will be a flash from the Vatican press office. Actually, the method that is used is that those of us in the press corps will receive a flash on our cell phones informing us that a formal statement is in our email boxes. And as soon as that happens, the very instant it happens, obviously it will make the round of the world's media organizations. So it won't take very long.
John Allen with the National Catholic Reporter. John, thank you for talking to us.
A great pleasure.